If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. You're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. This is the day where you kind of pay attention to your goals that you've set, and you think about toning up your life, your physical life. That would include your body, that would include your living space, that would include everything that will influence what you bring into your life, and every physical thing that you bring into your life, new car, new house, and even a new person, because it's a physical being on kind of the most basic level, if you will. And so that's what Tone It Up Tuesday is all about. Now, all month long, we've been talking about resistance to achievement, and I said we were going to talk about crushing fear, dealing with fear. How do you position yourself such that fear does not prevent you from achieving? Because the truth of the matter is, when it comes to achievement, fear is often the biggest culprit. And so we're going to jump into that a little bit this month also, so that you guys can really take a look at yourself and say, you know what, I'm holding myself back, or I'm procrastinating, or I say mean negative things and do the fox with the sour grapes thing because I am afraid of going for my own. I'm jealous of someone else because I'm afraid of opening up and going for my best life. They're doing it, and I don't think I have the capability, which, let me tell you, you do. You just have to put some effort into it. And I don't think I have the capability. So you know what? I'm just going to talk about them, bash them, say mean things. I'm going to complain about every little thing that I can think of. I'm going to find every negative thing that exists on the planet so that I can poke holes into it, because that's going to make me feel better. And at the end of the day, it does not. What it does, it causes you to overeat. It causes you not to take care of your body. It causes you to settle for less than what you think you deserve. It causes you to just have an all-around unhappy life. So today, our topic is, who do you love more? And we're going to talk about why loving yourself is not narcissistic. You know, we take a little phrase and we just amplify it and we cling to it. And we all become these self-proclaimed therapists. And as a result, we might have it wrong. Did I say wrong? And that's not to make you wrong. But the point is, it is about you stopping and taking a look at yourself, not anyone else. Because when we talk about narcissism and those kinds of things, often we're pointing towards someone else. We're not looking at ourselves. We're not seeing the role that we play in our own kind of demise, if you will, or our own lack of achievement. And so that brings the question, who do you love more? So, and so this also goes beyond just saying negative things. So when I talk about who do you love more, today what we're going to do is take a look at why it's important for you to love yourself and what that can do for your entire life and the decisions that you make. So we're going to take a look at all of those things. We're also going to get a better understanding or more freedom of looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, you know what? I'm awesome. I love my life. I love where I'm headed. I even love myself when I make a mistake. And this is going to help you subdue fear a lot easier, a lot faster. And whenever it's cropping up its ugly head, you're going to squash it before it can even get started. So who do you love more? Now, I'm asking you that question literally now. So who do you love more? If anyone else came to mind other than yourself, then you might want to take a step back. We live in this society where we make it okay to love our children, okay to love our parents, okay to love family members, friends, anybody else, okay to even love strangers who are in distress. You know, it's amazing how people are exhibiting compassion because as a result of the damage that was done by Hurricane Michael. And so the thing is, that's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful for us to be able to come to the rescue of other people. We're here to help one another. That's why we're here. But here's the thing. It is very difficult for you to really help you take care of you, the most important person in your life, if you don't love you first. Sometimes we do things such as contribute to the victims, if you will. And I don't really like that phrase because victim implies that this is what they are all the time. So let's back up off of that phrase, to contribute to those who were temporarily victimized. There it is, by Hurricane Michael. And we feel like, wow, I'm showing love. Well, you're showing compassion. And yes, you are showing a type of love. But when it comes to who you love more, you want to love you more than anyone else. We think that makes us selfish, but no, it makes you functional. It makes you able to help others. It makes you able to help yourself. It positions you to deliver your best life, to achieve goals, to never settle for less than what you think that you deserve. So you really want to love yourself more. Now, if you're concerned about being a narcissist, let me give you kind of And I looked this up. I wanted to check out some of the symptoms of a person that has a narcissistic personality. And this is, in fact, a disorder. And so if this is you, seek help like now. But the thing about narcissists is that they don't think they need help. So chances of you seeking help is probably slim to none. But let's check it out anyway. Narcissistic people, they have an exaggerated sense of self-importance. In other words, I'm the only one that can save the world. I'm the only person that can make sure that this job is done. Otherwise, the company will go out of business if I disappear. If I quit, well, they won't thrive without me. Well, that's an exaggerated sense of self-importance, because the reality of it is, yeah, if you get fired, you get laid off, you leave the job, they're going to hire someone to take your place, and they're going to keep on thriving because it's not your company. You didn't start it. And as a result of that, you won't finish it. Only the owners will do that. So they exaggerate their achievements, they exaggerate their talent. So everything is exaggerated. In other words, here's a good example of a person who exaggerates their talents. They hear someone else, or they see that someone else can really sing. And instead of respecting their talents and embracing the talents that they have and realizing they do not have the ability to sing, they start to say, you know what? I can sing too. And I would be amazing. And people would love to hear me. Well, that's an exaggerated sense of your talent. They monopolize conversations. They belittle or look down on people that they perceive as inferior. And so they expect special favors and unquestioning compliance with their expectations. They take advantage of others to get what they want. They have an inability or unwillingness to recognize the needs and feelings of others. They're envious of others and believe others actually envy them. They behave in an arrogant or haughty manner. None of this, you guys, has anything to do with you loving yourself. This isn't love. This is actually kind of low self-esteem. They come across as conceited, boastful, and pretentious. Now, I wanted to end on this one because here's the thing. When we actually think about loving ourselves, If we say, wow, my hair looks really nice today, or wow, I look sharp in this dress, or if it's a guy, man, I'm slamming. This suit makes me look awesome. So we think that that's what conceited is all about, that we're being boastful. And so we discourage that in society. We discourage that in ourselves. We discourage it just in our children, everywhere. But what we're doing is we're actually making them be less than they really are. See, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay, that's what God said. All right. And he also tells us to have confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. He also said that. So he also tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So if you don't love yourself, that's how you can be mean to others. That's how you can treat others like they don't matter. Okay. And a lot of time, people with the narcissistic tendencies, they do that. They treat others as though they're beneath them, when the reality of it is they feel like they're beneath people. They just don't know how to process that mentally and emotionally. And so the thing is that it's not arrogant to embrace your talent. It's not arrogant to say, you know what? I want to have a slamming body. I want to look really sexy in my clothes. We think that's taboo. No, how about it, you guys? Think about it. I want to look super sexy. That goes for guys and girls, okay? Because you know what? A girl loves a sexy guy, right? That's why when you see like a super hunk on television, do they still say hunk, or am I dating myself? It doesn't matter. You get the picture. So the thing is that when they see somebody who's like a hunk, you know, one of the things that they're thinking is, man, he's so sexy, so fine. And let's be honest, all right? They're thinking, I'd like to get with that. So I'm saying that to illustrate a point. The same thing goes for women. And we want to be sexy. We want guys to look at us and go, wow, she's very pretty. She's very sexy. You know, and the thing is that it's okay for people to see each other, not as sex objects, but as sexy. There's a distinct difference in the sense that you're admiring kind of their air, what they're exuding, their attitude, their energies that they're putting out, the way they're carrying themselves, the way they care for their body. Hey, those things are sexy, but those things are also signs that you love yourself. Okay. And we're not talking about cutting on your body. We're not talking about pumping fat into your butt so you can have a bigger butt. What the heck is that? You know, embrace the butt that you have. I mean, so, and by the way, I need to kind of say, do what you want to do with your butt. I'm just using it as an example. I better clarify that. So the point that I'm getting to is that love yourself. Okay. You want to be open to what makes you so amazing, what makes you so magnificent, what makes you so awesome. You want to be open to that, because when you can find that love within yourself, it's very difficult for you to live that fear-based life. It doesn't mean that you're not going to feel fear sometimes, but you won't live a fear-based life. Your foundation will not be rooted in fear. Every decision that you make will not come as a result of fear. So loving yourself is not narcissistic. Loving yourself is what it takes for you to be your very best you. It's what it takes for you to overcome any resistance to goal achievement. Because if you're having challenges achieving your goals, then on some level, somehow, some way, something, you're allowing someone or something in your life or something in your head to convince you that you don't deserve the goal that you decided that you wanted to achieve. There's a reason why you wanted to achieve the goal. Now, if it's a covetous goal, yeah, okay, that's just not a goal. Let's be clear. That's just being a bit selfish in behavior. Ha, I said it right. I didn't call the person selfish. So the point is that you really want to take a look at why you want something, why you want what you want. And if you want it because it's something that you believe you're capable of achieving, and I want to say this, my caveat as we start to wrap up, it doesn't have to even be a goal that benefits the greater good in all of mankind. It doesn't have to be that. It just has to be a good goal that's not hurting anybody. New car, bigger home, new clothes, new wardrobe, all of those things, right? So that's all it has to be. And when it's that and you're feeling good about it, embrace it. Say, you know what? I deserve to have really sharp clothes. I deserve to be loved by others. I deserve to have the best relationship possible. I deserve to be able to carry myself in a way such that I exude that I'm a confident, loving human being. And that can only happen if you love yourself. So who do you love more? You love you more. And if you're listening to this and you have children and you're saying, no, I love my kids more. I sacrifice myself for them. You know what? You're not teaching them how to be independent, strong, confident, loving beings. Okay? You're not doing that. You're teaching them something very different. You're teaching them to sacrifice themselves for the good of everyone at that point, because they don't think they deserve to embrace what works for them. They don't think they deserve to embrace the best for their life. So think about that when you are holding back on loving yourself. So what can you do to love yourself more? First of all, hey, you got to release that magnificence. And yeah, check out my course, The Magnificent You. It's absolutely free, you guys. It's very basic. I kept it very basic so that no one could say, oh man, this is like way over my head and it's too long. So it's not too long. And when you're answering the questions, you're going to discover some things about you on kind of your foundational level. So check that out and get started with that. Okay. So who do you love more? You. That's the answer to that question. And don't apologize for loving yourself. Don't apologize for wanting the best. Don't apologize for when people always use that phrase, well, you know, there are people in starving countries that don't have food and don't have shoes. You're not in that country. You're in a country that allows you to thrive. And if you are in that country, guess what? There are people who, because they have opened up and decided to thrive and decided to go for more, they're going to donate. They're going to give, most of them, not all of them, but the ones that give are the ones that get. And the more of us that thrive, the more of us that embrace our destiny, embrace our successful self, and not make excuses for not reaching our goals, the more of us that will be able to help those and be an amazing example to those that perhaps don't have shoes and live in certain types of countries. Okay? So we affect change by first changing ourselves. So who do you love more? You. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. I want you to enjoy this day and I want you to look in the mirror and say, oh, blow yourself a kiss and say, you know what? You are gorgeous on the outside and super loving on the inside. You're full of confidence. You're amazing. Wow. You are awesome. Hey, you should be doing Life with Power. You guys, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do Life with Power.